talk a little bit about having the days off and now kind of gearing up here and facing Miami coming up on Sunday?
You know, I think it was a good opportunity for us to rest. And anytime you get a chance to rest this late in the season, it's good. So hopefully guys took advantage of that. I think we did get off our feet and try to get as healthy as we can, because going forward, the health of this football team is going to be very important. And but I think it's good. It's important for us to get out of the mode of, you know, Thanksgiving and turkey and get back to football. So we did that today, I think. We got off to a good start, but we have to have a good week of preparation and, you know, go down to Miami where it's been a tough place to play for us in the past and try to put together a good game this week.
How about the opportunity for a hat and a T-shirt day in Miami, clinching the AFC?
You know, that's huge. You know, we're very thankful as a team to be where we are right now, just to have a position, have a chance to be in position to play for something else. But we realize that 8 wins doesn't get us anything. That'll get us a ticket home at the end of the season. So, you know, we just have to focus one game at a time. You know, we realize, you know, what's on the line this week, but we just have to focus on playing the Miami Dolphins, and that's where our focus is going to be all week.
As one of the leaders, captains on this team, you know, Jermaine was suspended. How do you look at that? Is it just another man going down and another man has to step up?
You know, all I can say to that is, you know, things happen, and I don't really have any knowledge of that situation, but things happen. And, you know, we just got to respond as a team and you know, just continue, like I said, focus on the Dolphins this week.
The last 3 or 4 weeks, we've seen some big plays from the special teams in particular. Are you guys doing something now that maybe you weren't doing earlier in the season? Or is there a difference between what you guys
are doing? No, I think finally just our hard work and preparation throughout the week is starting to show itself in the games. You know, we haven't changed anything. You know, we just continue to approach things the same way we always have, and sometimes you're fortunate enough for things to happen in your favor, the ball to bounce the right way in your favor, and you know, we've been able to have that the last 2 weeks, and hopefully we can continue to have that moving forward.
How important is it? Not important, but how big a contribution is it when you guys can score on special teams, not just field goals, but when you guys can run back fumbles, when you guys can return kicks, return punts?
I think those are huge momentum plays. When you look at a game, you know, you're not counting on the special teams to score every game. It's just not realistic for that to happen. But when it does happen, it brings a huge momentum swing to the game. And, you know, in the case of the last 2 weeks, it's been huge for us as far as getting the momentum going and allowing us to get some separation against our opponent. But like I said, those are those 2 games. Now we got to play the Dolphins, and hopefully we can continue to have success.
Do you build a trust and a confidence in each other on the special teams unit as you go? Is that part of it too, the familiarity with
no
each
question.
Other?
No question. We're a very close-knit group of guys. You know, we understand what our role is in this league. We understand how we're going to keep jobs in this league, and we take a lot of pride in what we do. And we have a great group of guys this year. You know, with Nico and Tracy being kind of the elder statesmen of that group, and they have a lot of knowledge to pass along to the younger guys like Nate Ebner, who's done a tremendous job for us. So, you know, we're a close-knit group. We spend a lot of time together. We meet together quite a bit with Coach O'Brien. So, you know, we have fun together, and we take a lot of pride in what we do.
Do you have a nickname yet as a unit?
I don't think we have a nickname. Maybe we should work on one.
Matt, it seemed like, you know, from watching them on the Hard Knocks this summer, that the Dolphins were a work in progress, to put it delicately. But what was your impression of them after they beat the Seahawks, you know, in the way that they did?
Well, I think we're all works in progress. Every team in this league is a work in progress at all times. But, you know, we know Miami's a talented team, just like every other team in this league. They're talented players who are more than capable of getting the job done. And, you know, they're a tough football team. They always play us tough. They always play us hard, and we expect the same thing come Sunday. So, you know, we have our hands full in preparing for these guys and getting ready for the game on Sunday.